All right, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome once again to the Cosmic Show. I am your host, the Cosmic Garotter. Please give me that like, that comment, that share, subscribe. I'm trying to figure out what I just did here. All right. I just had some other windows opened up. Whew, close one. I got lost for a second, but if you... Hold on. Here we go. If you are not... Time out, okay? Sorry, everybody. Some technical difficulties. I think I'm back. Can you guys hear me? I've been chatting into dead space for a second, but I'm just saying I'm excited to cover some breaking news tonight. We're going to deep dive Aaron Bushnell and his self-immolation. It's a little bit fishy. It's a little bit fishy to me. I mean, mentally ill people exist all the time, and they have been known to set themselves on fire, but I don't quite buy it. I don't buy most things, right? The timing is very strange. Of course, this guy probably did light himself on fire. Was he coerced to do it? Was he mentally ill? Was he a left-wing activist of kinds? Seems like that all might be true. So we'll go ahead and look at that kind of stuff. Also, Malay meets Trump. That was pretty exciting. It was hilarious. It was funnier than I thought it would be. That's for certain. That guy Malay, just, he's such a character, you know. Some things about him just make me straight up laugh with joy, and I can't wait to follow the rise and fall of Javier Malay. And I'm really excited to see where this election is going. It's going to be the biggest shit show of all time. I could just guarantee it. Before all that, though, we have other news. We have some kind of breaking news, actually, to start off with. But like I said, make sure you give me that thumbs up. Make sure you follow the streams, whether they're on YouTube or Rumble. This one will be on Rumble tonight, okay, and YouTube. So let me go ahead and do a quick audio check. Can you guys hear me? Is anybody watching on YouTube? I'll be right back, okay? We'll give it a second. All right, sorry about that, people. It sounds like everybody can hear me. He says 5x5 here. I don't know what that means. I guess that means it's okay. Speaking of 505, we do got a video with our illustrious governor. It'll be one of the first ones we share tonight. Let's go ahead and check this out. They got 7 of the nation's 8 Democratic female governors together for a roundtable the other day. I don't know how I missed this. I would have live streamed this shit if I would have known about it, but they got Governor MLG on there, the real governator. I call her the real governator because she really wants us all dead. She really wants to wipe us out for the cyborgs. Arnold was just playing, guys. She's serious about it. I'm just trying to rearrange some things. Let's check it out. Should be a funny video. Man. Those technical difficulties really threw me for a loop at the beginning. I almost lost it, guys. But anyway, we're always here. Do it live. Fuck it.
Governors, great to see you all here. Obviously, we've got an election. Give me one word that tells me what you think is going to be the defining issue of this election.
On the national level, I have no doubt that it's going to be women's reproductive rights. Yes. It was going to be that, you know, before this week, but now with the ruling.
If you're going to create a bingo card about this, that would 100% be on there. Abortion, abortion, abortion. All these Democratic governors and their pro-abortion stances. They're so mad at Texas and other states that are trying to ban it. Look at MLG over there. She's like, that's how I make most of my money. Stop it. It's exactly the look she has. We'll continue.
In Alabama on IVF, I think it's just expanded people's concerns about, you know, this is real. This is really hitting home for so many people.
This is Republicans trying to weaponize women's rights again.
Republican women.
We saw this in the election, the special election in New York just a week and a half ago, that Republicans.
She's a robot.
Was won by a Democrat because the candidate, Tom Suozzi, leaned hard into abortion. Even a state like New York, people took it for granted. When I ran for office 2 years ago.
There's nothing behind her eyes. There's something wrong with her eyes.
People say, why is she talking about abortion? Because it's going to be safe. This is a blue state. But guess what? When you have someone running for president talking about a national ban, and now we know that they're not going after just medication abortions, but also IVF, there's no stopping them. So you're absolutely right. That
Ivor chimes in, women want to kill babies. I mean, they definitely kill the majority of babies. Like, born or not, that's kind of, I think that's kind of borne out by fact.
When it comes to taking back Congress and the presidential election,
scary.
This is something that's going to mobilize women like you've never seen before.
Donald Trump is talking about, according to the New York Times, being in favor of a 16-week ban on abortion. What are Democrats?
Sounds reasonable.
Prepared to do.
Well, first of all, we need to protect our right at the state level to have what we need, right? And that was, I don't like where we are nationally, but we all were told the states get to define this. That is changing daily, right? So we need to stand up in our states, whether it's, you know, stockpiling mifepristone or making sure we have the providers we need.
It's not just the courts that are saying this.
I just want to let people know that the Satanic Temple and their over the mail abortion services and counseling. I believe they use mifepristone. I don't know what the hell exactly that drug is called. I think I pronounced it correctly. But I think they help teach women how to do at-home abortions. What's up, teabagging? We got a couple of Rumble folks here. If you have not subscribed to the Rumble, you got to follow rumble.com/Kazakh Radio. He says, what are they all doing outside their kitchens? I know MLG can't figure out. Couldn't fucking make a tamale to save her life. That's 100. We'll keep it 100 right here. She ain't ever made any traditional Mexican food in her life. The Lujans, we regard them with heavy skepticism out here in New Mexico. It's like, you guys are like crypto Spanish Mexican Jews or something.
Are you worried that at the national level there will be an attempt to enshrine some of this stuff as well?
There's a concern, obviously, about this rhetoric and what it means. Alabama Supreme Court this week essentially taking away IVF in its state. It's a dangerous moment when there are those kinds of rulings from courts and also those kinds of pronouncements from people running for office.
Republican women don't agree with the Dobbs decision. Many Republican women I know, independent women don't agree with the Dobbs
decision. Well, most Republicans are rhinos in general. Their main voting block is that, particularly the women are, that's kind of what I think about the mainstream conservative women for the most part. They don't really go to bat in the culture wars.
Decision, but he made that happen. And now we're living with the consequences.
And we're on the front lines of protecting women from other states. I mean, yeah. New Mexico is
leaning into
making sure women in Oklahoma and Texas and Nevada have safe harbor in our state.
We make sure all y'all could come kill your babies here.
Or comprehensive. We're talking about basic health care in reproductive rights and abortion care and aftercare. It's outrageous.
This will stay up on YouTube.
The longer it takes for women to get to states where we're the last bastion of their freedoms and their healthcare choices, the more damaging and dangerous this rhetoric, I agree with you, about any ban or any context that limits your individual right. You know,
I want to go ahead and take a moment right here to look at the bottom of your screen. There are open lines every time on the show, 1-505-337-0631. I want you to call in. You can talk about the topics of the show. You can ask for general life advice. You can just tell me about something awesome that's happened. I keep a paid subscription to Skype, and I set the ringtone for longer, so I have time to find it, navigate it, and answer your calls. So one more time, 1-505-337-0631. And also, do not forget, this is an audio-supported podcast where you get the audio-only version of this. And you can find this on podcastindex.org. I recommend number one. Then Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, I hear, is leaving the world. So Apple. And just plug this RSS feed into one of the over 15 other platforms I'm supported on. Check it out, guys. Let's see, what did Ivor say? We read chats here, too, so don't forget that on the audio-only podcast. Ivor says, have ever performed cunnilingus and wondered how many ghosts are in there? Dude, once I realized that most of the women I've been with have probably cheated on me, it gets really dark really quickly, bruh. Teabagging says, I've heard Ethots summon their dead babies to attack trolls. That's just Brittany Venti. I don't think that's all Ethots. Let's continue.
I talked to my team about our laws, and I said, are we allowed to use our shield laws, which we enacted after Dobbs, to protect anyone from prosecution who may be involved in an abortion in another state? Can they come? Can women who want to have birth by or pregnancy by in vitro come to New York State or bring the embryos with them? And we say yes. Yes, your rights will be protected in a state like New York. But my God, women who don't have a lot of money, the cost of the traveling to get an abortion, to get
the cost of killing your baby. You can't get off scot-free, damn it.
Vitro fertilization. This should not be a nation of haves and have-nots for the women, depending on the geographic boundaries of your state.
Governor Kelly, I want to give you the last word on this topic. In your state, a red state, your constituents voted to protect abortion rights. What should we understand about how this issue of IVF, for example, how that is being interpreted by people who live in a state like yours?
Well, we came out, 2 years ago, very strong, 60% of the folks protecting a woman's right to choose after our Supreme Court had said it is constitutional in the state of Kansas. I wasn't the least bit surprised, quite honestly. I mean, I've been elected in this state now twice. And it's because, you know, Kansans are very normal, thoughtful, like everybody else people. And
dude, Kansas is where a lot of the late term abortion practices were founded and created. I'm not even joking. Tiller, the guy that was killed at his, I think he was, what, was he killed at a church or was he killed at his own abortion clinic? I don't know the exact story, but fun little New Mexico fact is that that practice sold a lot of the methodologies and equipment from what they did these abortions to Southwest Women's Options out here in Albuquerque. One of those people directly was like a business partner or something with Tiller. So they're able to patent their quote unquote technologies, and it's dark. I learned so much protesting with Abortion-Free New Mexico about how all this shit goes down. There's Texas companies that benefit off of disposing of the biohazard waste out here, and they just like no comment also. Ivor says, IVF gave a friend two beautiful babies, twins, one boy and a girl. That's awesome. They're second graders now. Teabag, it says coat hangers and stairs work well enough. Oh. Savage. Okay. All right, guys. Less than one more minute of this.
And, you know, when something so extreme is presented, you know, they're going to show themselves for who they are.
The economy is the top issue for voters out there. Inflation is coming down. It's the longest streak of a decrease
in
the unemployment rate since the 1960s. However, Monmouth University poll says a third of Americans say that they are benefiting from this economy. Why is it that, you know, Governor Hobbs, the president is not able to convince voters that this is a good economy and that they are benefiting?
I think it's up to us to help convince, to make that case to voters in our state. I mean, Arizona has been hit pretty hard by inflation, largely driven by our housing costs, and we're taking direct action to work to bring those housing costs down. So Arizona,
she's terrible too. These folks are just pawns in the system. They have no brainstem.
Arizonans aren't priced out of their homes.
Governor Lujan Grisham, 60% of independent
last segment
disagree with President Biden's handling of the economy. What's going on there?
Well, I think a lot of it is we're in a Republican primary. And so all of the noise and all of the media is really focused on that primary. And so they're hammering every day that this is a bad economy, and it's false. And when you hear something once, twice, three,
it's not the economy, okay,
times, it becomes normalized for you. And I think that you're going to see a huge shift in the way the country is feeling. I mean, we're seeing record wage growth in the country.
All right. There's only so much of there's only so much of New Mexico female governors or any Democratic female. You know what I'm saying? That was a tough watch. That was quite brutal, folks. All right, let's get on to the next segment. Apparently, some body cam footage has been released of the Lakewood Church shooting at the Joel Osteen shooting. I'm just going to call it the Joel Osteen shooting. Like, I don't think he did it, of course, but strange timing on it. We got 2 minutes and 20 seconds from the body cam.
Approach, we need to approach. Come on. Come on. Come on. We need to approach. Father God, just be with us. Forgive us our sins. Come on. Come on.
What's up, Mars Bars?
She's up. She may have a bomb. You need to call us.
I already got them called.
Hey, we need a medic. We need a medic immediately. Let the weapon go.
Yes, we already got it.
We need a
bomb squad. We may need a bomb squad.
We don't know yet. We have a kid that's down. Possibly we need a medic. Hey, get a medic. Hey, is this just what
you okay?
Got me shot.
Should we approach?
Hold on, problem.
I would call the EMS.
Call the EMS, roll up here.
I need the EMS ASAP.
You have a kid?
Yeah, I already did. What's the fucking address?
Yeah.
It's okay.
We'll carry you.
Where's my ambulance at? We have a child that's down. We need my Timmons circle drive.
We got our co-host Mars Bars in the house. He says, I missed the shooting, I guess. Yeah, I wouldn't blame you for that. It was on a very, very busy news day. Was it this like the same day as the Kansas City shit popping off? I'm not too sure. There's been so much happening this month. They really want ritual season to be pretty big. They want it to pop off this year. It was. He says, was this a lesbian? We don't know what it was, but it was somebody confused about their gender, I guess. If you want to be frank about it, I think it was a biological female. Alrighty, let's see. I think we got one more funny video before we talk to we talk about the main headlines. This one is really funny. I already shared this with Mars. He might know what's coming, but I found a very funny tweet. Who said that he was describing this video, and it said, "Man, that Shane Gillis monologue was really something." And it's not Shane Gillis, but what I'm about to show you is perhaps the most disturbing drag performance of all time. Okay. And Ivor says, "Told y'all they want to kill babies." Yeah, we know. I cover true crime, so this shit's just my life, bro. I work in child advocacy. This shit is my life. I'm not going to lie. The women abuse the children more than the men on average. This is so fucking funny to me. It's like the Paralympics of Pride. I think they have Downs. Like, I don't know what's going on with the one on the right. I don't know if it's male or female, or I think it's supposed to be F to M, but you could convince me either way. You didn't see this, T-Bagger? Mars says this beat kicks. I didn't say that, T-Bagging. Ivor says, I met a Downey girl to smoke a hot body. I considered it. I mean, they're very nice. They're very nice people, from what I know. That was my favorite part. Oh God, okay. You guys could go. He keeps saying that this girl I dated had a Downsy effect. I'm like, no, she just made Downsy decisions. That's very mean, Mars. You always have said that, but to be fair, I never got into physically just describing your exes in depth to you, so well, I won't do that. I won't do that, buddy. I love you. Ivor says, I would tell my friends she was from Finland. Why? Are they thought to be retarded? I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't know, folks. All right, we got to start covering something, right? We got to start covering some kind of shit that we need to talk about. Jacob Rothschild died. R.I.P. Aaron Bushnell. We have not gotten to the fires yet. That'll be next. But I found this Javier Milei shit to be really, really hilarious. They met in person, and it is it was something. They're pretty gay for each other. That's for certain. That's the first thing I noticed. Getting really handsy really quick. This guy's a crackhead, dude. This guy's not a real fucking person. He's not a politician. I don't know where they got him. He's a fucking maniac. And he's in charge of Argentina. Nobody gives a shit. Like, nobody is noticing this. Like, everybody's pretending like he's just a sane person that wants to dismantle the state and is doing stuff. I'm like, no, this dude's a fucking psychopath.
Honor for me is you. Thank you for the work for me. Oh, no. I'm very happy. You are very generous with me. Thank you very much. It's a very big pleasure.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. No problem. Make Argentina great again. Come on, let's have some pictures. Come on.
Dude, you're right. He is like every econ professor. I had one that was from like Chile or some shit. But this is how I know about this stuff, right? This is how I know Milei's a fraud. I know how deep the stranglehold is in Argentina. They're never getting out of debt. They're never getting any out of any. They're never having any kind of sovereignty on the economic system. Whatever they're doing here is just a complete screw job. This is worse than the Montreal screw job in the WWE. This is an all-timer, and they're really pulling it over a lot of people's eyes. And whenever it breaks the heart of American libertarians, they're going to sob, and they're going to regroup, and they're going to keep being irrelevant. That's 100%.
Make Argentina.
Well, Mises. He's a G.
And I won't forget you, I promise that. Thank you very much. It's going good. I think we'll see you again. We'll see you the next day. I hope so.
One more. Can we do one more?
Make Argentina great again, Trump.
Make Argentina great again. Viva la libertad, carajo!
Dame más tacos, por favor. Taco dulce es mañana. Ay, 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 ay. I love this dude. This fucking guy. Oh, Lord. Lord have mercy. Next video.
President!
Come on, where's the talking head commentary? That's what I was looking for. Or maybe we'll get to this part where Trump talks. Hold on, we got it. We got it right here.
We have a tremendous group of dignitaries, leaders, world leaders, and local leaders, but we have from all over the world people with us right now at this moment in the room. And I'll just mention a few. President of Argentina, who's gotten a lot of publicity. He's gotten
muy caliente.
He's a great gentleman. You know, he's MAGA. He's MAGA. Make Argentina great again. It's true. No, and he said, I am MAGA. And then
you didn't see them? He snuck in a kiss. They snuck in a kiss, bro. No? Did I just imagine that? I don't know. Oh, all right. Maybe it's just me.
I realize he's one of the few who can really do it well. Make Argentina great again. Javier, Milei. Thank you very much, Javier. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a great honor to have him with us.
Oh, yeah. Look at this guy. That shit, his hair looks like, that toupee looks like it's Velcroed on and holding on for dear life. That's what it looks like. Looks like he just got out of a New Mexican windstorm.
Hola a todos.
Hello, everyone.
Look at the demon eyes. There's nothing behind him. Look, I'm the lion. That's what he's trying to say. This is another Jesus reference, another false light reference right here. This is why I don't trust that shit.
Oh, yeah, Leo.
I'm the lion.
Lindo día para hacer temblar a la izquierda.
Day to make the left wing shake.
No dejen avanzar el socialismo.
Don't let socialism advance.
Well, let's talk about it, Ivor. You can always call in. We could talk about it live in person. And Mars, come on, Mars. We want you to call in. I've been telling you. He's telling me your dislike of this man is unreal. Okay. Mars says he's fake as F. So I'm not the only one. And he's like, he's real. He's real. Oh, Lord.
No avalen la regulación.
So
don't endorse regulation.
No avalen la idea de los fallos de mercado.
Don't endorse the idea of market failure.
No permitan el avance de la agenda asesina.
Don't allow the advance of the murderous agenda.
Basic as F.
Y no se dejen llevar por los cantos de sirena de la justicia social.
You can't stop the siren of social justice in Argentina. It's a lost cause. Argentina's a lost cause. He's not going to shape anything. Whatever he's doing right now is just going to be made to make a joke at the libertarian movement and libertarian economic principles. This is going to be to discredit Mises. This is to discredit Rothbard. Like, whatever's going to happen to him in Argentina, it's just going to be another example of why we got to implement the New World Order. T-Baggins says he went to isn't real and kissed a wall. Great. Yeah. Great. That's a great comment. Let's go ahead and watch a little bit of his own words still. We can stay on this topic for a while. Okay, guys. This is from Sky News Australia. I think this is just a Malay speech. And they have an English translation played over it with the Spanish.
El mensaje es el siguiente. No dejen avanzar el socialismo.
Don't let socialism advance.
Right, Ivor. Right. Come on. Come on. Just like walk through this with me. He's closed hundreds of government offices in less than a year. Just let it sit with you. Is that sustainable? Do you think that everyday people are not going to be affected by that? Like people on the bottom rung that have nothing to do with this, but their job depends on the rigid structures of their society previous. This is just going to be meant to bring the country to massive chaos immediately. This isn't going to go well. It's not going to be the freedom movement that people are thinking. It's going to do the thing in principle. And in general, and some people are going to call it like growing pains or flesh wounds, etc. But at the end of the day, I'm just telling you, this is not going to be a success story. And it's going to be meant to accelerate them into a state of disrepair that we can't fix. Right, of course, screw the poor, right, which are already adapted to the system and have been working in this system for a long time. South America is a shit show, dude. It's nothing more than an experiment for the Americans, economic policies. If you really want to get into the deep, deep conspiracy shit. I mean, it's like a deep conspiracy. Like, it's an international hellhole. The UN, WEF, all of these folks make sure these Latin American countries are in debt in perpetuity. There's no stop to it. Hey, what's up, GDMGYT? First time I've ever seen you here. and they say, I love Miller. It's Melier, but I know he's probably Jewish, so Miller makes sense too. Just kidding. Ivor says they'll figure out how to make a living. Maybe. I feel bad for Argentina because 100 years ago, it was the model of the world, in a sense. Now it's just a fucking... Ever since the world has gotten evolved, and ever since Woodrow Wilson came into power, those are all deep cuts. But anyway, let's just continue. My cat is attacking my lap, and I want everybody to remember, give it a thumbs up on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to the Kozak Show on YouTube, Kozak Radio on Rumble. And the show is called The Kozak Show on all the audio-only platforms. And we have a phone line tonight, 1-505-337-0631. Ivor says, you don't understand the free market. I understand the free market. They've never had one, and they never will. This is my whole argument. Oh, my God.
No avalen la regulación.
Don't endorse regulation.
No avalen la idea de los factos de mercado.
Don't endorse the idea of market failure.
No permitan el avance de la agenda asesina.
Don't allow the advance of the murderous agenda.
Y no se dejen llevar por los cantos de sirena de la justicia social.
And don't let the siren calls of social justice woo you.
Yo vengo de un país que compró todas esas ideas estúpidas y de ser un país de los más ricos del mundo está en el lugar 140.
I come from a country that bought all of those stupid ideas, and from being one of the most affluent countries in the world, now we rank 140.
Por lo tanto, no entreguen su libertad. Peleen por su libertad.
Don't surrender your liberty. Fight for your freedom.
Porque si no pelean por la libertad, los van a llevar a la miseria.
If you don't fight for your freedom, they will drag you into misery.
GDMGYT says, I love when he starts singing and the translator imitates his voice. I hope that's in this video. This is all at CPAC, apparently. Like, I have to say, I do take the easiest position almost in politics, wherein I hate it all, and I probably am never going to vote again. But whenever I can see things like this, I just try to call it out now. I switched back pretty heavily for Trump the last couple election cycles. I'm just realizing that one of my main things is just being anti-war always. And I know that no matter what happens this next election cycle, it's just going to happen. And I don't even know if it's a critique of both parties. I don't know whether it's more against Biden or Trump, but I just feel like whatever vote is made in 2024, it's just like whatever president we have, we're going to be drawn into more wars with Ukraine and Israel. And I just hate the idea of that. And it's frightening. We had like a couple years of peace, kind of, but not really. Even that was a fraud. But I don't know. We're just a perpetual oligarchy, corporatocracy. I don't even know anymore. By the way, you people on YouTube, it says you're not watching. So if you're out there watching on YouTube, just put something in the chat to let me know. Just more describing stuff. Come on. I thought he was going to talk some more.
Estamos despertando.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let's go back. Right here. See what this crazy bastard has to say right now.
We're no humans around.
We're no humans around.
Y fue así que cada día despertamos más leones y el mensaje de la libertad no solo nos llevó a la presidencia de la Argentina, sino que además estamos despertando todo el mundo.
And we continue to awaken more and more lions every day. And the message of freedom didn't just make me president of Argentina. We are awakening the world.
Por la libertad.
So don't surrender in your fight
for freedom. Libertad, carajo.
Long live freedom, damn it.
Viva la libertad, carajo.
Long live freedom, damn it.
Viva la libertad, carajo.
Long live freedom, damn it.
He's such a weird, fascinating looking person. He just looks so different than anybody I would have thought they would have put out there. His sideburns are pretty incredible. He did say Taco Loco. That's what I'm saying, T-Maggot. It's not even Tuesday. Jeez. What a silly guy. That's enough trolling. That's enough trolling of Javier Milei. Everybody out there has different opinions. My phone number is below. 1-505-337-0631. And I will take your calls live on the air. Come on, Mars Bars, where you at? Teabagging, you never called in. Ivers called in once. Always welcome to call in again. If you're new on YouTube, we really want to drive the user interaction. We don't want this to be all one-way traffic, but if nobody else calls in, it's just me. So let's continue on with the show. How about this self-immolation, eh? That was a weird thing. I didn't quite have that in my conspiracy bingo card this February, but I thought this was the weirdest thing I've seen in a couple months, at least. And I just want to hear your guys' opinions on it. We'll go ahead and throw it up here. There's a censored version that's made the rounds on the internet. But, I don't even know my thoughts on this shit. A, self-immolation is stupid as a sacrifice, okay? Self-sacrifice is dumb. Suicide is dumb, particularly of a cause like this that's of Earth, because Jesus did that a long time ago, so you didn't have to do obnoxious shit like this. But anyway, self-martyrdom, I'm not in real favor of. I didn't like any of the optics about this. I kind of question like 10 to 20% if it's even real to begin with, but let's go ahead and see what some of these chats say. Teabag says, me call in when you're streaming to JTube. Are you effing crazy? Well, I can end JTube if you promise to call in. We can make that agreement here in the chat right now. Mars Bars says, this is cray. He got scared right away. I'm like, I don't know. Do you think it's real? And Ivor's like, we just need 10,000 more to do this. And I don't even know what that means. T-Pegasus is 80 million more. And Ivor says, no, he's a real hero. And I think he's trolling me. He's trolling me. T-Bagging, if I end the YouTube stream, will you call in? I need him to confirm it in the chat. I think he'll even make me end it and then not call in. That's what I think. I'll give it a couple more seconds. Keep chiming in if you're watching. Really good chat tonight. It's so much better that StreamYard decided to finally allow Rumble chats. I wish I could chat through StreamYard to Rumble. It's bullshit that I can't. T-Bag says, if I wasn't working, now if you're talking something more in my wheelhouse. Well, I don't. All right, dude. I don't know exactly what your wheelhouse is yet. I have a lot of wheelhouses. Ivor says, I watched the Antifa vigil tonight. What is that? What's the Antifa vigil? All right, let's watch this guy burn himself really quick, okay? Sorry, guys.
It's Aaron Bushnell.
First reaction, really.
I'm an active duty member of the United States Air Force, and I will no longer be complicit in genocide.
Okay, so he already has a and kind of affect to him.
I'm about to engage in an extreme act of protest, but compared to what people have been experiencing in Palestine at the hands of their colonizers, it's not extreme at all. This is what our ruling class has decided will be normal.
Oh, great, Ivor. Vigil where he died. You can't put... All right. I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say that it'd be very hard to kill a person with that amount of fuel in a thermos. That's probably 20 ounces of fuel. And he doused it in his whole body. He could have died. I don't see that killing him instantly within a day. I don't know, guys. It's a little bit fishy. I saw a guy get tasered after covering himself with hand sanitizer, and it took him like 8 months to die. He said in the YouTube stream to go to watch the Bernie's part, man. What if it's like edited over? Should I just end it right now? He's right. Don't get a strike. All right. See you guys, YouTube. Make sure you go over to Rumble right now and adios. I don't need another strike. All right, here we go. We're back. Rumble only. I can still see your chats, but I can't chat to you, okay? No way in hell. Unless he has jet fuel, no way in hell that causes it. I don't think. That's not enough.
Hi, sir, can I help you?
It's not enough fuel. Ever says try it. I'm like, nah, dog, I'm good. I'm good.
On the ground! On the ground! Get on the ground! On the ground! On the ground!
Exactly.
On the ground!
Even when I share YouTube videos, it still strikes me. So yeah, it doesn't matter.
Sir! Call the board! Get me a fire!
This moment, he realizes his mistake.
Jesus Christ! Hey, get the fire extinguisher!
Shoot him!
Hey. Give me up! I need a fire extinguisher!
They have it right here! He's there! He has it!
I mean, just in case, shoot him, you know.
Put him out.
Hey,
I'm
going on the
bait. What is this?
I need fireboard.
What is this? Who is this?
Oh, man. Nuts. Iris said 4chan had it unblurred. His pecker burned off. Dude, I don't go on 4chan, bro. The fact that you go on 4chan is crazy to me. I just get scared that I'll, yeah. I watch too many like predator catchers and shit that are like Discord, 4chan, Telegram. I'm like, no, thank you. I'm never going on those. I don't need to go on those. Why would I go on those? Oh, man. Let's see if I have any other videos on that. I don't think I have them bookmarked on YouTube. Or, I mean, Twitter. No, I do have them on YouTube. Here we go. Let's check out the mainstream coverage of this. The Pentagon responded to this. The Pentagon? Oh, I wonder.
Secondly, yesterday an active duty service member set himself on fire in front of the Israeli embassy in protest of U.S. support for Israel's operations in Gaza. Has the secretary been briefed on Airman Bushnell, and is he concerned that maybe this airman's actions may indicate that there's a bigger issue within the military as far as U.S. support for this ongoing operation?
Yeah, so the secretary is following the situation. I know the Air Force has confirmed the airman's death. They do plan to provide additional information 24 hours after next of kin notifications are complete. It certainly is a tragic event. We do extend our condolences to the airman's family. In terms of the incident itself, Tara, as you know, the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department has the lead for responding to questions about that incident. So anything on that, I'd have to refer you to them.
But is the secretary concerned that this might indicate that there's a deeper issue, maybe the U.S. military being military personnel being concerned about how weapons and support for Israel is being used on civilians in Gaza?
Well, look, from a Department of Defense standpoint, since Hamas's brutal attacks on October 7th, we've been focused on the four key areas that the secretary set out from the onset. That's protecting U.S. forces and citizens in the region, supporting Israel's inherent right to defend itself from terrorist attacks, working closely with Israel to support and secure the release of hostages from Hamas, and ensuring that the crisis, the conflict between Hamas and Israel, doesn't escalate into a broader regional conflict. And so those objectives are what continue to inform our approach to the situation in the Middle East. And as we've talked about before, while our support for Israel's inherent right to defend itself is ironclad, we've also continued to actively communicate our expectations that Israel takes civilian safety and humanitarian assistance into account into their operations. You see that incorporated into every conversation the secretary has with his counterpart in Israel, as well as other U.S. officials.
All right. Went straight from dude setting himself on fire to that. Let's see what the New York Post has to say. Thank you guys once again for watching. Make sure you give it the thumbs up. We're almost there. We're almost to our final segment of the show. Make sure you hang out. Drop your names in the chat. This is just live rescue responders footage, kind of. Just vehicles showing up with sirens for your audio-only listeners. Iris says, I wish Antifa passed out jars of gasoline. There's nothing left of him. I'm just kidding. There's no image of his body. Or his remains. Or cremains, if you will. Mm-hmm.
else.
From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. OPP, you or me. All right, that's the end of that video. Let's go. Last segment. We made it. We're almost there. I thank you guys so much for hanging out. Ivor, teabagging, Mars bars, bars, bars. He's got to be around somewhere. He's probably listening. He's cooking, eating dinner with his fam. He better be on this Wednesday. I'm going to be pretty annoyed. It's a lot of weight. It's a lot of weight doing all these podcasts and all these shows, man. You got to try to make it work, but the grind never stops. The news never stops, and we always need an alternative comic lens on it. So that's where I come in. The Cosmic Show. Let's go. The last story we have is there's another person who. All right, Ivor. Let me read this from Ivor. From the river to the sea, gasoline gets rid of fleas. Very funny. The last story of the night. Lord Jacob Rothschild also passed away today. And there's always a synchronicity to these kind of events if you're me and you're always looking for connections between shit. But at the same time, it's just, you know, according to him, his family helped create Israel. So it's just a very fascinating world we're living in where somebody dies of self-immolation on the day Lord Jacob Rothschild dies of natural causes, and the dude saying Free Palestine died of self-immolation. I'm just saying, there's some heavy ritualistic implications behind that. I'm glad we're actually only on Rumble right now. I'm actually glad because of that one little fact, but we'll go ahead and just talk about some Rothschild shit, right? Rothschild dead. He died. Let's see if there's like a RIP Jacob Rothschild thing. I think I saw one from Forbes. And then from there, we'll get to the more conspiratorial angle of Mr. Rothschild in recent years. You know me, my mind never stops. Some people will call it paranoid. I will call it correct. Ivor says YouTube will ban me. T-Bagger says Riz hit. I don't know what that means. Does that mean I'm going to get some chicks because of my Riz? I think that's what that means. Come on, where's the recent one? Try to find something here. Oh, rest in shit. Yeah, right, dude. That's probably your great 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 granddaddy or something. And we don't even know it. This is from the Independent. 52 seconds. Probably no audio. Just music. Financier and member of the Rothschild banking family. When Rothschild died at 87, British Pierce started his career at the family bank and in Rothschild & Sons. Founded the J. Rothschild Insurance Group, Windmill Hill Asset Management. Our father Jacob was a towering presence in many people's lives, a superbly accomplished financier. A blah, blah, blah of the arts and culture. A weird, creepy musical thing, but we got some other stuff for you. They never give definitive information on the Rothschilds on YouTube. I try to compile it together for y'all the best I can because I want the most mainstream shit I can find. If I can find it on YouTube, I'm going to show the YouTube shit. But here is a Vienna art exhibit that showcased alleged conspiracies about the Rothschilds from a year ago. AFP news agency? Is that the channel? Yeah.
Die ursprünglich aus Frankfurt am Main kamen und sie haben dort gelebt im jüdischen Ghetto und der Stammvater der Familie Meyer-Amschel Rothschild war so ein kleiner Münzhändler, der sich einfach emporgearbeitet hat und er hatte 5 Söhne und diese 5 Söhne sind dann in europäische Städte gezogen und haben dann das Familienunternehmen der Rothschilds aufgebaut.
Also die Rothschilds waren sehr stark verknüpft mit dem aufkommenden Bankwesen im 19. Jahrhundert und waren auch in der Bevölkerung durch die Presse, durch Karikaturen sehr bekannt und waren quasi auch ein Gesicht ein bisschen für das Bankwesen. Und anstatt, dass man die spekulativen Mechanismen des Kapitalismus für gewisse Verfehlungen dieses Systems verantwortlich gemacht hat, hat man die Rothschilds als die jüdischen Hintermänner quasi bezeichnet und dafür verantwortlich gemacht. Und das sieht man heute auch noch immer. Vor allem jetzt im Zuge der Covid-19-Pandemie ist es wieder sehr aktuell, wo heute natürlich andere Persönlichkeiten von Verschwörungserzählern verantwortlich gemacht werden. Also wenn man zum Beispiel anschaut, hört man dort oft die Namen von George Soros oder auch Bill Gates. Also seien diese Leute jüdisch oder nicht jüdisch, sie werden für was verantwortlich gemacht. Und Rothschild findet man dann auch immer wieder dort.
The Rothschild's name keeps coming up. That was awesome. I'm telling you guys, if you are audio-only podcast listeners, consider downloading Rumble and following the Rumble. That's the closest you get to the podcast experience. And I don't ever edit my shows. Like, I do some mastering on the podcasting end, but that's it. I mean, it's automatic mastering. I don't go through there and do it. I just pay the podcasting service to do it. Since Lord Jacob Rothschild himself has claimed his family to be the architects of Israel, I just think we should listen to his words from it. This will be the last video of the night from the Wall Street Journal. Israel's foundation stone, a century of controversy for...
It is really one of the great sort of humanitarian documents.
It was the foundation stone which led to the State of Israel and the return of Jews to Jerusalem and Palestine, which became Israel.
The Balfour Declaration is hugely significant. It was only 67 words long, and yet it had the most far-reaching consequences for Jews, for Arabs, and for the entire region.
It's an extraordinary romantic story, isn't it?
I think it's an important occasion, which... should be celebrated, obviously, both in Britain and Israel.
It was a colonial document in which one colonial power gave the land populated by one person to another person.
My name is Robert Lloyd-George, and I'm the great-grandson of David Lloyd-George, the Liberal Prime Minister from 1916 to 1922. After a lot of discussion in the British cabinet in 1917, on November the 2nd, they held a cabinet meeting, Lloyd George as Prime Minister presiding, Arthur Balfour as Foreign Secretary supporting it, to write this letter from the Foreign Secretary, Balfour, to Lord Rothschild as head of the Jewish community in Britain, saying that Her Majesty's government view with support and approval the creation of a national home for the Jewish people in Palestine, notwithstanding that they would respect and protect the rights of the indigenous inhabitants.
My great-grandfather is David Lloyd George. I'm immensely proud of my great-grandfather in many, many respects. I think he was a truly
rich
reformer. I think in relation to the Balfour Declaration, he was profoundly mistaken.
So who am I, Roderick Balfour? Well, I am...
Arthur's great-great-nephew. So Arthur, well, there you have a very fine de Laszlo portrait of Arthur. And I think it encapsulates a lot of his character. The declaration matters because it was an expression, a wish by Her Majesty's government to lend its support to re-establishing Palestine, Israel, as a home for the Jewish people at a time when they were seeing mass persecution.
There was a case for a Jewish state as a haven for the Jews who were suffering persecution in Eastern Europe and other places. We still have to recognize that the establishment of the State of Israel in 1940.
I have to ask everybody on Rumble who's still watching. And if you're there, make sure you thumbs up it on Rumble and that you're following the show and sharing the show. You have a chance.
Whichever way you look at it, involved a monumental injustice to the Palestinians. More than half the population became refugees, and the name Palestine was wiped off the map.
Gwyneth is my first cousin, and she's also great-granddaughter of Lloyd George, the Prime Minister. Gwyneth is married to an Israeli, Avi Schleim, and he's a historian who I like and respect enormously, but he's anti-Zionist. And so I have long discussions and arguments with them, but I stick to my view that it was an ideal. It was a moment in history in 1917.
Yeah, I guess still here.
When we could give a push to something which should have happened many, many centuries ago, but the right of the Jewish people to go back to their original homeland in Israel and create a new country.
People that were turfed out of Jerusalem.
Oh, here we go.
Scattered all over the world and persecuted, left, right, and center, should finally go back there and create something very remarkable. It's one of the most extraordinary stories of mankind.
You're asking me if there's any part of the declaration here that I would draw attention to. I think in the context of the present tensions, yes, it's that central tenet. It being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine.
Which is a somewhat ambiguous document, because on the one hand it promises the Jews a national home, and on the other it says this mustn't prejudice the Arab community there. And that was a difficult circle to square, as history has shown.
I think that central tenet has not really been fulfilled, and I think it's getting worse with the problems of evictions through the settlements.
That did so
the
inbred.
Rights of the Palestinians do look as though they have been compromised. Lord Rothschild and I are going to commemorate it with a dinner.
The Prime Minister, the Foreign Secretary, a number of Americans from the previous administration, one from this administration.
I believe.
Hold on, we're almost there. Fast forwarding to the
population, I'm very much celebrating because I can see what it means for them.
Look, I think everybody is aware of the problem. I don't think there'll be anything kind of triumphalist about the dinner, but I think it means a lot to a lot of people, and therefore the occasion should be marked.
I consider that Britain has a particular historical responsibility for this situation. Whenever I go to Palestine, Palestinians, when they know I'm British, I keep quiet about the fact that I'm the great-granddaughter of David Lloyd George, will say it's all your fault. If the British government recognised a Palestinian state, that would be a gesture towards Palestine that would be greatly appreciated, and it would mark a turning point.
In the context of the Middle East, Israel is a shining example. I mean, it's a democratic country. It's a leader in agricultural technology. It's created an extraordinary presence in cyberspace in the fourth industrial revolution.
The alternative to a two-state solution is a one-state solution, one state with equal rights for all its citizens, regardless of religion, ethnicity, gender, or anything else.
That guy's like a black Albert Einstein in his look.
This is something that Israel would oppose to the bitter end as a Jew and an internationalist. I think this is a noble vision. What could be more attractive than both communities sharing the land and working together for a better future than either of them has had for the last 100 years?
Well, I think it's going to be very difficult ever to achieve peace, from my observation and visiting there, because it's a very small territory where people are living very close to each other, the different communities.
I believe that if the right groundwork is put in and the right framework, then yes, it would make great sense for the Palestinians to have their own state, or would it be states? Listen, who am I? Many great men have tried to resolve this over the last 50 years and not got very far.
Many great men.
So I'm not going to venture too much of an opinion, but that's clearly got to be the way that things go.
All right, everybody. That's the show for today. We'll definitely try to do a show Wednesday with Mars Bars. Mars Bars, if you're out there, you better be on Wednesday, okay? Mr. Flake Town can't commit. New Mexican siesta all the time. Anywho, I get it. He lives in a slower town and he works for the family and it's kind of a great life. But aside from that, the world is very strange these days. Okay. We'll be following all the news stories as they develop. I hope no more military people self-immolate. That's just disturbing. I wish Israel and Palestine would get wrapped up, but I know it won't, because it's just one of those forever things. It's like, oh, it's like a pet project of the elite. So that's going to go on forever. And Malay and Trump, it'll be funny while it lasts, I guess. Anyway, talk to you later. Peace.